I'm going to say a few things in the beginning, not much, just a little bit, and then I will do a little bit of guided meditation in the beginning, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just to get you in, connect you a little bit to the body, and then I will basically butt out myself, and we can sit in silence, all of us together, just sitting here with friends in a peaceful place together for, after I stop talking, maybe half an hour. So 10-15 minutes I will talk a little bit, and then we just sit in silence afterwards. And I basically want to ask in the beginning, is there anybody here who have a wish for what I should say for 5-10 minutes in the beginning? Is there anybody here who want me to say something specific about some part of the meditation which they want to be described a little bit better? Or should I choose? Yeah, please.
That
sounds perfect. If you're able to do that, that is beautiful and that is really powerful. The thing is, traditionally we learn to do breath meditation as one thing, and then later on another type of meditation is like metta meditation or loving kindness meditation. And then very often when you do just breath meditation, it kind of ends up being a bit dry, bored inside. It's just breath and nothing more. But then on the other side, when you learn to do metta meditation, it ends up being a little bit too loose. There's nothing in the beginning of metta meditation. You don't have an object to hold on to. When you have breath meditation, it's something you can just, which is there, produced by your body, which you can just focus on all the time. But you do metta meditation in the beginning, you don't have this feeling of metta yet arisen in you in the beginning. So then you end up, your focus for awareness is some words. May everybody be happy, may I be well, etc. So it's more like a mantra in the beginning. So the meditation ends up being a bit loose. You don't have anything solid to hold on to keep your mind focused. That's going to be the drawback of metta meditation in the beginning. But if you're able to combine them, if you can both be able to stay with your breath as an anchoring point for your meditation, because there's something solid produced by the body which is kind of easy to rest your mind on, you have something to hold on to continuously, so you don't drift into other thoughts and emotions and fantasies. You have the breath always to go back to. While in metta meditation, you don't have that. But if you combine them, then you have something to hold on to all the time, something you always can find and be aware of. And if you can, at the same time, or combine that, you're aware of the breath, you can follow your breath a few times, and you can have a break. So what I often do, sometimes I combine breath meditation with counting. So I can count like in, out, one, in, out, two, etc. And I come to 10, in, out. And then I actually do a little bit of metta meditation. And then I go back to the breath again. And then it's just the breath. And in and out, in and out, in and out for a while. And then after 10 breaths, I do some kind of metta meditation. In that way, you're combining, it's going circle. You do breath, and then you have a little break from breath, and you add some loving kindness to your mind. So in that way, you're both stabilizing your mind to an object, which is relatively easily defined, which is the breath. At the same time, you do create some uplifting, positive, loving kindness emotions. Just like if you do loving kindness meditation alone, without breath, the result of it should be, after a while, that there's this extremely delightful feeling arising in your mind, which is the result of the metta meditation. And that's your real object in metta meditation. In metta meditation, you actually have to create your meditation object first by using a mantra. And when that meditation object arises, then your mind has something to rest on, which is a feeling. And that can take you deeper into meditation. So if you like do metta meditation and you add in if you do breath meditation and you add in some metta meditation, either combining going back and forth like I'm describing, then you get kind of the advantages of both. And I have stopped just doing breath meditation. I always have to add inspiration because it ends up being too dry. And when your mind is dry, you can't go deep. I like to use this simile of oil. In a petrol engine in a car, you add oil inside. And that takes away a lot of friction in all those metal parts who are moving up and down and sideways and around in circles. And without that oil inside the engine, you create a lot of friction and heat. But if you add oil, you don't create that. And this loving kindness emotion, when you do metta meditation perfectly, it works the same way. It's like oil to your mind. It takes away the friction. It takes away the dryness, the heat. And that means that there's like you add something around your breath, which is beautiful, which is soft, which feels good. So you add something to the breath, which in itself is a little bit dry. It can be also done that, which is a little bit more difficult, is that you can do breath meditation, and then you can, try to keep your mind on the breath as it goes in and out. When your mind gets still enough, you can, while you are following the breath, you can try to create a feeling of breath in between the breath itself, the feeling of the breath, and the one who is aware, like awareness or consciousness, is you inside who's watching. So there's like you and you watch the breath. There's like two different things. And if you're skilled and peaceful enough, you can add in between you and this thing you're watching, you can add in kindness and loving kindness. So it's like just you watch the breath through loving kindness. So when you see the breath, you kind of inject kindness in the seeing, looking at the breath. So you see the breath in an attitude of kindness and love, if you're able to do that. That's one way of doing it. So there's two ways I know. Do breath, and then do some metta meditation. Just 5 seconds, something. And then back to the breath again. And then maybe you can count, or you can do it for a while, and just have a break and do something else. And it doesn't necessarily need to be just metta as well. It can be just remembering your all your generosity. So it can be breath meditation, and just a few seconds remembering something positive you've done. You helped your children, or you helped your grandmother today. Just re-remembering that, which is the Buddha called that for Chaga Nasati. Just re-remember the beautiful giving you've done. And that has the same effect on your mind as metta. So that you can kind of add in what I call inspirational parts to the breath. Either combine them, if you're able. That's a little bit more difficult, and you probably need a more calm mind. But it's easier to just breath, and then do maybe loving kindness, or some kind of recollection of the Buddha, or recollection of the Sangha, recollection of some teachings, and then breath again. Because all those things, which I call inspirational meditations, contemplating the Buddha himself, contemplating the Dhamma, contemplating the enlightened monks, and contemplating your own goodness, contemplating your own virtue, and you can even contemplate heavenly beings. Those things are what I call inspirational. It gives you a soft, beautiful, delicious mind, one drop at a time. And if you then meditate long enough, one drop every 10th breath, it adds something beautiful to your mind. So in that way you can say you add some metta around the breath. And to be honest, meditation which has metta in it is always preferable, simply because you will enjoy it. If you just stick to breath meditation and it gets dry, you don't feel that good afterwards. You might feel that you found some your thinking mind have calmed down a little bit, but you don't generate any kind of delightful feeling inside. So you just feel better inside. But if you do these inspirational teachings, combining with breath, for example, you get both. You get both the mind which calms down, and you add something. You use the breath to calm down all the thinking and emotions and the fantasies, and you add a little bit of inspiration to develop some positive, delightful feelings. So I really encourage to combine this, the breath meditation, and somehow add in some kind of inspirational meditation. And you can also find your own way. I'm doing it this way. You can do it your own way. Okay? That is, I've already been talking for 50 minutes. So, let's just start. 40 minutes session. So I will watch the time, and I will ring the gong 3 times when we are getting close to 4 o'clock. I will say a few words to get you started for 5-10 minutes, and then I will stop talking, and we just sit here together and sharing our peace and kindness together. Please just put your body in a really nice position. No aches and no pains and no, or as little as possible. Really comfortable. It's difficult enough, what we call meditation. So don't struggle with pain, which is unnecessary. So if it's possible to put your body into a position, sitting or standing or lying, where your body is very happy, and do that now. Nothing tight on your body. And I always want to emphasize that during a session like this, when you sit for 45 minutes, in the beginning focus on the breath, focus on the body, And please tell your body that through the whole session, don't move. And don't use your will to create any movements in your body. Because when your body is still and it's in a relaxed position, so when the body is still, that will reflect upon your mind, and it's easier for your mind to calm down. So find one position which you know is good, and then sink into that position and try to stay without moving anything for the whole session. Easiest is maybe just to start on your feet and your legs and your knees. Make sure they're happy now. They are comfortable. And they don't need to move. And they can relax. Right now, your legs don't need to carry you. They can relax and be still. And you can maybe feel your back end, your bum, touching this cushion or the chair. If there's anything in the tense in the lower part of your body, just be aware of it and see if you can send some mental kindness and caring to that part of your body. Look at that part of your body which has some aches. With your closed eyes, just imagine that part of your body with some eyes which cares and wants to be kind and wants your body to be at ease and free from afflictions. And quickly check out your tummy. Let it be. Let it be the way it wants to be. Don't stretch. Don't hold in. Don't push out. Let your tummy do its own thing. You can feel it moving in and out. Quickly, you can feel your heart. It's beating, pumping energy around your body. See if you can feel some of this pumping for a few seconds. and you have a couple of lungs. They're moving back and forth as the air goes in and out. Let your tummy and your heart and your lungs do their own thing. Nature knows best. And quickly feel your shoulders and your neck. Let your shoulders hang down. Let your head rest naturally on your neck. Let all the tensions just flow away as you relax the muscles in the shoulders and the necks. And leave your hands resting in your lap. Don't move any muscles. And in the end, focus a little bit on your face, your forehead, around your eyes, and your mouth. Relax away all the tensions. Allow your face to be the way it wants. So now, after giving some care to your body, kindness to your body, put your awareness inside. And just pick up your meditation object of choice. Maybe breath combined with kindness. And I will ring the bell in 30 minutes. you feel. Do you feel a little bit better inside? We have a couple of minutes if somebody has a question. If not, we are done. I think that if you want to combine breath meditation and metta, loving kindness meditation, it's kind of difficult to combine that with spreading kindness out to more and more and more and more and more to expand the metta. I think this way of using metta is just to make a lip drop now and then. This is this. When you combine it, it's not pure metta meditation. You just say a little bit of it as a little bit extra to the breath meditation. So if you do only metta meditation, then you can try to kind of expand it to more and more and more and more people or areas and time and distances as a way to try to get your feelings of metta to expand inside yourself. Because as your mind goes out, it will kind of drag the feeling of kindness out of you. So again, you kind of lifting it out of yourself by mentally going out. But if you try to combine this with breath meditation, I haven't found a way at least to combine that. Maybe I can try it one day. I've never tried that before. That's my only comment. Okay. Then thank you for coming. And welcome back next Saturday.